Welcome to the Snow Fighters Institute podcast, coming from some of the most interesting people in the professional snow and ice management industry. To learn about their successes, to hear about the challenges they've faced along the way, and to have their perspective on critical issues facing our industry today. Before we get started, I'd like to invite you to follow our social media feeds and to check out our upcoming events at snowfightersinstitute.com. Please welcome your host, Phil Harwood.
All right. Well, hey, Snow Fighters. Today's a very special day. We have two really great guests with us. Mike Cousins. Mike is the president of the Integra Group, the developer of Boss Software, and Tyler Johnson, business coordinator with Curbside Landscape and Irrigation of the Twin Cities. And we are going to be talking about software, everyone's favorite subject, but specifically software for the snow industry and how Boss Software really has become, you know, a really good solution for snow contractors. And, you know, I've had a long relationship with the company over the years, and Boss is a gold sponsor of Snow Fighters Institute, as some of you know, and they're a big supporter of industry education. And, you know, they really, really want to hear from their customers and really want to get to know. And I've just seen over the years, you know, all the different initiatives and things that they do as a company to connect with their users and really listen to them and really, you know, solve the issues that they have out there, you know, dealing with subcontractors, dealing with billing, dealing with crazy clients and all these, you know, contract forms that people like me keep dreaming up, you know, every 5 minutes. We just seems like the business has become more complex over the years. So anyway, we're gonna dive into this. Mike obviously represents the ownership of the development of Boss Software. So I want to kind of start with kind of picking Mike's brain a little bit, and then Tyler is on because his company is a user, and he's very involved in the community group that helps determine changes that they might make to their snow functionality. So I'm really thrilled to have both. And thank you both for being here.
Thanks for having us.
So Mike, there are some people on this, listening to this podcast that probably aren't all that familiar with Boss Software. So can you just take a few minutes and kind of tell us about Boss?
Sure. Yeah. Boss is a business management software. It's targeted to specific industries, various specific industries, honestly. We started the Integra Group back in 99 as a custom development software firm, which basically meant we would go into some unique business, learn their business, and build software from scratch to fit their business, and then hand them the software and then off to the next job. And after years and years of doing that in all kinds of different industries, We did it in the financial industry. We developed a student loan banking system. We did projects for Federal Express and AG Edwards. And then we did a barge management logistics system. And, you know, every one of these, we thought would kind of be the last foray into the industry. And then over time we sort of saw these commonalities amongst all these completely disconnected industries. And so we built a framework that had all those commonalities, and we began to offer our clients the choice of building their solution on the Boss framework or starting from scratch. And obviously, when you have a jumpstart framework, the job is, you know, less expensive and can get done faster. And so most of our clients started picking the Boss framework option, and that's where we were able to create a product in niche industries. And so then eventually we ran into a landscaping company that said there's nothing great out there. And so we worked with them to develop something for the landscape, just pure, mostly commercial maintenance at the time. And then we went from there and added more clients onto that. And then people, you know, had a lot of landscape construction. So we added landscape construction into the mix. And then over time, we were also picking up more snow clients. And so we added a big module for snow that was specifically for snow, because in the early years, people were using our green industry stuff to accomplish their snow, which you could do, but it's completely different design, right? So what we did is we took some of our bigger snow clients and we created what we call a subject matter expert committee, or a SME, what some of us call a SME. And because we recognize as software people that we don't run our business in that industry. So we need partners to really make this software practically work really well in the industry, in the grit and the grime and in the real world, right? So we worked with that subject matter expert committee, and we were the ones that actually invested in that to build it snow focused version. And that's when we started getting snow only companies, or companies that really had big focuses on snow. Mm-hmm. And so that's been, gosh, over 10 years ago now when we did that. And then fortunately, we were able to land Tyler and his group at Curbside, and they've just been fantastic users. And again, we continue that practice now. And you kind of had a mention of it in your intro, but we have a snow focused steering committee that we meet with, and we have a retreat and do a brainstorming session. We ask them to bring their best ideas, and we bring some ideas they might not have thought about that are technology related. And we all go around and have a brainstorming session and try to find those things that are big impact items that we can do to the software to take it to the next level. And we meet regularly with that, and we hand select people that we know are using the software really well to continue to advance the software, and Tyler and his team represent some of those folks.
Yeah, thank you. So Tyler, hang on, I want to get to you, but let me stay on Mike for a minute here. So and I love this, because this is exactly why I wanted to have this podcast, because what I run into all the time is people that are not using their software package for snow. They're using something else. Sometimes it's, you know, really rudimentary. It's spreadsheets and paper and things, but there are other good, you know, solutions out there, but they're piecemeal. And so people are cobbling together, and, you know, I'm even running into some younger business owners who are kind of really proud of their tech stack. And they're like, can't wait to tell everyone about their tech stack and how ginormous it is. And like, well, that's great, but you're paying, you know, all these different service subscriptions, and none of this stuff's talking to each other. And like, everyone's got to learn all these different things. And so I think it's really wonderful that you guys, you know, made that investment, made that commitment. Actually, people are using their business management suite for snow. I love that.
Right.
Got to say that. And, mm-hmm. and just a comment about the BOSS framework too. I think, you know, just business is business, right? You have customers, you have employees, you have sales, you need to generate invoices, you need to collect money. You know, to have a common framework, I would imagine, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I would imagine just having that really well-defined in all the different industries and finding that common core really made that strong, that framework. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, Phil, it's nice because when we were building software early on, and you can imagine we're custom building this for a business that we just learned, right? And when we were rolling that out, it was literally version one on the planet, right? It's never been rolled out anywhere. So it's like very, you know, there's every time there was something that somebody said, well, that should be in there. And it's like, well, nobody mentioned that. And it's nowhere in the design. And it's like, well, gosh, we just, you know, assumed that because they've been in the industry 20 years. And so then we would have to build stuff. And there was always just, you know, missing parts, like whole missing rooms or floors, to use a building analogy, right? And we would have to build that. But now, over time, we you know, when we first got into the sort of field services industry, if you will, snow and landscape and all that stuff, there was always, you know, two or three features that each new client would want. And nowadays it's kind of like, oh man, you guys got everything. And in general, BOSS is kind of trickle down technology from industries with much, much bigger clients with generally bigger pockets, right? Like our, when we were doing custom software, our smallest clients were $500 million clients or $200 million clients. And our larger clients, which we continue to have today, which are multi-billion dollar clients. We have today, we have a $12 billion client in the supply chain industry and a $5 billion client and a $10 billion client in the energy industry. You know, so we have these clients that if they need to write a check for a, you know, big change, it's not a big deal, right? And so all of BOSS is kind of trickle down technology that is now enterprise class technology that starts at a CRM and a really basic CRM, right? We're not Salesforce. We try to keep it simple, easy to use. And then that CRM flows into a custom snow contract, right? That's the benefit to most other CRMs. Don't even know what a custom snow contract would look like or a custom snow estimate would look like. And so that's the advantage of using our CRM is it goes into a custom snow contract. And then also the advantage of using ours that's built into BOSS or at least talks to BOSS is that it you don't have to re-enter, right? And so our goal always from a software philosophical standpoint, right? You want to get the data from the person that's the closest to the action, right? You want them to be the ones to enter it, whether they're in the field or in the office or wherever they're at. You want to get them to enter the data and you want the data to be entered once. That's just the theory of software. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we do and constantly want to keep improving that. And so then next, after the you get the estimates in, contracts in, then you've got this ability to look at all your contracts aggregately across all your stuff and see where your teams are going to need to be deployed. You can plan your work from a snow perspective. You can plan it compared to different snow events, like if it's going to be like a blizzard or if it's going to be a, you know, what's it going to look like if it's going to be kind of an ice event or small snowing or, you know, anything like that. You can kind of plan all that once you've got all your contracts in. And then you can plan it anytime, but it's nice if you know your contract.
Of course.
And then we've got mobile activity. So the folks out in the field that can take pictures, they can record their time, they can record usage of material and all of that. When they're doing these activities, we have GPS location drops so you can tell where you were at the time and that kind of stuff. So you can tell if you're on property or off property. And then again, once again, that flows into the system. So it's not this thing where this you had this massive snowstorm and now you got to catch up on paperwork for the next few weeks and then you're not able to get your invoices out. You've got people that can review that, approve that, and it's out. And I'll let Tyler, you know, talk more about real world because, you know, again, we're software people. That's why we partner with people like Tyler. I've never run a snow event. So, but then the invoices come out and they come right out of BOSS and then they're industry specific invoices. And what that means is when your client gets an invoice, it's going to look and feel like the agreement that they made with you, right? They're going to understand the terminology. They're going to connect what's on this invoice with what they understand, what they're paying for. And so what that means is they're going to pay it faster with less questions versus sometimes people are sending invoices out of a totally separate system. And then the invoice kind of looks generic and looks like, oh, what is this for? You know, then it gets hung up in payments and all
gotta
of
have
that.
A meeting, and talk about it. Yeah.
Right. You got to talk about it. It chews up your resources. It chews up the client's resources. Everybody's a little frustrated by it. You got to kind of remember what happened and go dig things out. So you avoid all of that. So again, it just it's sort of what we call information drag throughout your organization. It eliminates that. It's sort of like running a sports car with big wide flaps on, you know, that slow you down, right? We don't want to do that. We want to get rid of all those big wide flaps that create that drag on your organizational flow, and just allows your organization to really just accelerate. And that's what we love, is helping people do that and helping people accelerate and begin to do more with less. And we take the mundane activity like that, like, oh, now I've, you know, someone on your team has to go dig through history, dig through paperwork, look up historical stuff to explain something to a client. That all feels like wasted time, right? Versus, you know, serving in a way that, you know, a computer can't, right? Just, you know, serving with industry intelligence and doing something that's exciting, as opposed to the mundane retyping and, you know, or digging through information because information was not provided to the client properly. That always feels like you're sort of going backwards, you know, and wasting your time. So you're, you know, ideally, you know, you get to, everybody on your team gets to do more exciting, more valuable things. And I think everybody knows intuitively when they're doing kind of not very valuable things and it's not as fulfilling as a career. So that's what we try to do is, you know, eliminate that information drag. So your whole business becomes a smooth operating machine, but also just elevate what all of your team members are doing. So their jobs are more exciting and more fulfilling.
Yeah. Well, I know you're going to be at Simon Symposium in Pittsburgh in a couple of weeks. I looked up your booth, 817. Nice. So we'll be excited to see you guys there. But, you know, all the different people coming by the booth, I'm sure there's a whole process that your team has to go through to kind of parse out who might be a good fit and who might not be a good fit. How does a contractor, you know, what kind of qualifications would make a contractor a good customer, an ideal customer for Boss?
Well, there's a lot of mix for that, Phil, really. But what we do, and I know when prospects approach us, they always just want to see the software, right? Just show me the software and I'll decide if I like it or not.
They want to hop in the car and go for a test drive.
Exactly. Let me just hop in the car with no training and go for a test drive. And honestly, everybody before approaching Boss, they run their business however they run it, right? Kind of like what you talked about, either they're on a different solution like Boss, or maybe they've put things together and some pieces are spreadsheets and some pieces are a independent CRM and an independent this and that and an independent field system and all of that. And so they're used to whatever they're used to. And so then when they look at Boss, it's going to look foreign to them because they've never seen it before. And so really, instead of starting with a demo, we start with a business exploration meeting so we can understand their business, how they're operating today. And so then we can reference that as we go through the Boss demo to help them compare and contrast, right? And then we also, during that business exploration meeting, we're looking for what are their top goals, right? What are their top, you know, whether it's 3 to 5 goals, what are their top 3 to 5 challenges? What are they trying to solve? Because honestly, if what we use that information for is so we can do a shorter demo to show them we can solve those problems right away, right? Mm-hmm. Because otherwise this giant system, I say giant system, it's a very big system from soup to nuts, right? From beginning to end throughout your whole business, with all this uniqueness, it's a lot of stuff. If we were to try to show them that whole thing, maybe Tyler could tell us what he thinks it would take to show a demo of the entirety of Boss, right? I mean, it would take day and a half easy, right? And then everybody would be tired and we'd be looking at a lot of stuff they don't care about and they'd lose energy, right? So we really want to try to get down to like a, you know, 30 to 60 minute demo where we hit all of the items that are super important to them. And then all the other stuff is just extra. It becomes icing on the cake on top. Once you get in and we solve your main problems, the rest of it's just gravy, right?
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you, Mike. Let's switch gears. Tyler, let's get you going here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself to start out here?
Yeah, I'm Tyler Johnson with Curbside. Been there for 11 years. I started there, used to be in the golf industry. And then one winter, my cousin's like, hey, they're looking for help shoveling and you want to make $15 an hour shoveling snow? And I'm like, that sounds awesome. So I started shoveling snow there one winter and never left. And then in 2016, I did a couple of years out in the field, finished my college degree from New Mexico State, and then moved into the office. And 2016 was kind of a big year for us. Our main owner sold out to the other two owners that year. We picked up Boss in 2016 as well. And
so that was 8 years ago.
Yep. So we've been on Boss now for 8 years.
Were you part of that team, part of the implementation team right from the beginning?
So no, they implemented in, I think like February of 2016. And then I moved into the office in August of 2016. And my main goal in the office at that time was we did a lot of residential irrigation. Mm-hmm. And so the software we had previously was really good for irrigation and really bad for everything else. So that was my main goal in 2016 was, all right, figure out how to schedule all this stuff, how to bill it, how to review times. And so that's what I initially got brought in for. And so back in 2016, even with using Boss then, like what used to take me all day to do, now it's like a hour a day, you know, little task for me. Yeah, it's a little bit about when we got started in 2016, and we've come a long way with Boss since then.
Yeah, cool. I want to get into some of the events, just leading up to a storm, during a storm, things like that. But before I do, just talk to us a little bit about the steering committee that Mike mentioned. And then you're also part of an elevation group with Boss. So maybe you can kind of walk us through what those things look like for you.
Yeah, so the steering committee a couple years ago, Shannon, who's on their team, reached out to me and our previous snow manager, and they wanted to have us out. So they flew us out to Missouri for a couple of days, and it was us, some members of Boss, and then a couple other companies that use Boss for snow really well. And we just brought, you know, bring three ideas and get together in a room and talk about, you know, what changes we want to see made for the snow dashboard. So a couple of years ago, we brought those ideas to them, and I think it was June. And by that October, we voted on, you know, some of the ideas. And by that October, they had already rolled them out. So we were able to use it for that upcoming snow season.
Nice.
And now they're coming again. They're actually coming to Minnesota tomorrow. So I'll be joining them tomorrow through Thursday.
Oh, the steering committee
bringing is? More. Yep, the steering committee.
Coming to you. Okay.
Coming to me this nice. Time.
Very timely podcast, Phil.
yeah, apparently.
Yeah, so looking really looking forward to that. And got a now that I've two more years since we've implemented our previous ideas. I know I have some ideas to bring to the table. I'm curious to see what other people bring.
I mean, it's a never changing industry, right? I mean, with all the different applications and different new ideas, this industry, it amazes me how fast things change. And yeah, I can only imagine now with the demands, you know, on software. Yeah. Can it do this? Can it do that? Can it talk to this?
And I think a lot of it is customers, you know, coming to us and saying, hey, can you show me this? Or I want to be able to see this. And it's like, oh, we have a customer portal. That's like a big thing that's come up recently, where instead of our customers having to contact us all the time to see when a certain service is scheduled, I'm like, well, there's a customer portal. Can set you up. It's pretty easy to see. You can see all your invoices. You can see all your properties, what services are scheduled, your contracts, the site maps we have. And it's pretty much the same login that they can kind of see what we can see, just dummied down onto like one page. So I think a lot of the stuff that we end up finding that Boss already has over the last couple of years, especially, it's stuff we never thought of, but a customer, you know, requests something. Whether it's an email before we do our spring and fall cleanups, and like, oh yeah, we can do that too. So some of it's stuff that we would never think about, but a customer demands, and then we find out that boss already has it.
And then what about the Elevation group? What is that all about?
Yeah, so that group, we meet monthly, just via like Teams meetings, and there's a couple boss representatives on there as well, and we just cover different topics every month. And there's a, I think there's like 10 or 11 other companies that are in that meeting that use Boss. And so
the topics that we cover, right? That's general.
Nope. Okay. Yep. That's general. But they kind of cover the topics that we cover kind of pertain to what time of year we are with the season. And those have been super insightful as well, because in those meetings, you get to see how other people are using certain things with Boss, and you're like, oh man, I didn't even know we could do that. And that's a good group of people as well.
Yeah.
Phil, I'll give you a little bit of background on that.
Please do.
We had our client conference, and one of our client conferences several years ago, one of our best, strongest users, clients was speaking to the group, and he was talking about how he had this adoption plan, and he was already one of our best users. That's why we picked him as a speaker, right? And he explained to the whole group how he has this continued adoption plan of additional features, because really none of our customers use 100% of Boss, right? I mean, 100% of Boss, some of the features wouldn't even fit their company and stuff. But there's a lot of people using maybe 50% of the software, right? And they think they're done, and they don't realize they should be constantly looking at the next feature to get benefit from. And so that's what we wanted to really educate them. There's more steps here. There's more things for you to get benefit from. So that's what the whole concept of Elevation is all about. And anyway, this person got up there and said, look, you know, and again, remember, he's just one of our strongest users, and says, I think I'm using 60% of what Boss has to offer me right now. And I was like, wow, if our best user is using 60, we need to help everybody. And so we got these Elevation groups together, and we use our client success team members on the call. And we initially start with, hey, let's cover this set of topics and make sure everybody's good with these. And then over time, we are asking other people, what, you know, unique successes have you had with Boss? And then share that with the other clients, right? And then it's just become just this constant dialogue, which is really cool to dive in and do that. And so we're continuing to just expand and want to create more groups like that Tyler's involved in.
No, that's cool. That's great. So Tyler, let's jump back to you. I want to hear your thoughts about just kind of going through, and we'll just kind of in a linear fashion, but I want you to walk us through, like, you know, let's say it's the beginning of the season. It's your first event. It's a full push, full salt, sidewalks, the whole deal, de-icing, maybe pre-treating. It's a full on event. You get those in Minnesota every now and then, don't you?
Yeah, so not so much last year, but 2 years ago, for sure.
So let's say you're coming up on that first event. Like, what are you doing in Boss? What's already in there? I'm assuming all the contracts are in there, but what are you doing? What does that look like? What does the pre-planning look like to get ready for that event? Like, how set up are you for that event going into it?
Yeah. The first event of the year, all the contracts are in there. So then, we have a couple of different snow plans, that Boss calls them. So we have like our full event, which is all services, all triggers, and then we build a trace level plan, which is just like our zero tolerance sites on it. So if it's a full event, every service is already scheduled onto a crew on that snow plan. So if it's going to be a full event, it's really just a click of a button on my end. I can do it from my phone and just load up a full event. And then all those services, we take care of roughly 300 commercial properties. And then most of them have shoveling, sidewalk salt, plowing, and lot salt. So four services. So in a click of a button, I can have, you know, 1,200 services scheduled pretty quickly. So it's a little bit of time setting up your initial plan. And then after that, it's just a click of a button.
But that snow plan, it sounds like it's assignment of people and equipment to locations. It's routing. It's all that kind of stuff that back in the day I would do in Excel, right?
Yeah.
Somewhere you got to do that work, whether it's a whiteboard or you got to do it somewhere, right?
Yeah.
You're just saying it's preloaded into Boss. So you could actually just say, hey, we're doing a full push. Here's my snow plan for this. Click and I'm good to go.
Yep. And Boss is really good at, so like when we come into next year, any site that signs up with us again, when we copy that contract, it gives you the option to already have that site with the person who was scheduled on already pre-done. So you're not having to rework the wheel every year. And then if it's just a matter of changing a crew, you know, the sites won't change and the service maybe won't change, but it's just changing who the crew leader is. That was one of the things we added a couple of years ago, is like the mass crew function switching. So you can just click on six sites that the crew leader has, and if you need to move them to someone else, it's just click those six sites and move them to another crew lead.
In that snow plan.
Yep, in the snow plan or on the snow dashboard during an event. If someone doesn't show up and you got to move those six sites.
Oh, okay.
Either way, yeah, it's pretty seamless once you have it all set up. And I do have, I do get it exported into Excel once we finalize our snow plans, because we have 16 area managers.
Oh, okay.
So they all get a hard copy where I give them, you know, just their area. Here's all your sites, here's your triggers, here's who your crew leads are. So we do export just more for our guys just to kind of have a visual, but
no, that's great. What about, you know, storms happening, you're dispatching, your guys are coming in, like how are the, is this all done on the app? Like, how do they know what properties to go to? Are they clocking in their time right into the app?
Yeah.
Or is a crew leader doing that, or is every person doing that, or how does that work?
Yeah. So we, all of our crew leaders are really good at using Boss, all of our equipment, in-house equipment operators. We do have some of our subcontractors set up that use it. If a subcontractor doesn't use it, then our area managers are just in charge of getting their times after, and there's an area where you can manually enter. But all of our in-house guys are really good at punching in. If they're a walk crew with three people, they'll punch in their three guys and work through their lists. If it's doesn't hit the site's triggers, there's an on hold feature that we can put sites on hold, so we can still see them on the office end dashboard, but the user won't be able to see it on his phone. And if for some reason that site now hits triggers, we can just take them off hold, and that way you're not canceling work that might end up getting done down the line. So that was another feature that we added from 2 years ago's snow steering committee. That was one of the ideas, was the on hold feature. And for me personally, that's been a game changer for us, having that on there.
No, it sounds like a good feature. What about service verification? That's a big deal, you know, whether it's photos or, you know, GPS stamping, like what kind of functionality exists for that?
So for our in-house crews this last winter, we added Verizon GPSs into all of our vehicles. And Boss actually integrates with them. So it'll kind of give you a secondary timestamp if the crew punches into the site but they weren't actually there. Then we have the double check with the Verizon Connect when that vehicle crossed, and we can kind of cross-reference with that. And then it's got the ability for photos, videos. Guys do that sometimes if, you know, they're doing loading dock areas and there's a big truck parked in their way. So if we get a service call the next day, like, hey, you guys missed this spot, well, there's a vehicle there and we have the picture to do it, but we'll come back and clean it up once it's gone, you know.
Would those photos or videos be in the portal for the client to see?
There is that. I think there's that option. We don't.
Yeah.
We only have two. Yeah. We only have two customers
available if you want.
Yeah. There's certain customers that I'm thinking back in my experience would probably, there's probably, you know, two or three customers that would probably want to see photos, you know.
Yeah.
Well, large majority wouldn't require that.
Yeah.
Okay. So storms happening. And then, as you know, things always start to, you know, unfold during the storm. A truck is, you know, goes down, an employee bugs yep. out, you know, whatever. The yep. storm changes. Thought it was going to be 2 inches of fluff and it's, you know, rain and then 12 inches of, you know, hard pack or whatever it is. So yep. you got to make all those adjustments during the storm. That's the most maddening part about a snow event is you have a plan. You have your snow plan that you created back in September. Now you're in the event and it's all different. Yep. Now, what do you, how does boss kind of facilitate all those, you know, moving people around?
So for like our in-house employees, if we need to duplicate work onto another walk crew to help out the original walk crew or take sites away from them, like I touched on earlier, there's the mass crew function where you can either mm-hmm. duplicate and move work or just move the work. So that's just a couple of clicks of a button, and that's more of an area manager calling our guy that's in-house overnight during a storm and saying, hey, can you put these 6 sites onto this guy? So there's that option. We also have like 15 extra plow truck guys that have the ability when a storm gets out of hand to go just help out whatever mm-hmm. services they need to help with. And there's an option for them without even having to call the office. If they just show up at a site and they're like, oh man, I need to do like an open up here, they can add work from their phone and it knows that they're close to that site. So it's going to give you the site that's you're closest to. So you're not having to dig through mm-hmm. 300 sites mm-hmm. to find the one you're at. So we've allowed people to do that now where people can add work from their phone. They can choose if they're in a plow truck, but they're going to hop out and shovel. They can from their phone, just choose shovel walk, punch into it. And then at least that time's getting recorded. And it'll show up on the dashboard when our guys go to review it.
What about from a
couple different options?
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, back in when I was running my company, you know, I was always really, really dialed into what was done and what was not done. So kind of the completion, you know, real-time completion status. What kind of tools are available there for management to kind of keep an eye on what's happening in the field?
Yeah, so the biggest thing is the salt trucks because those touch pretty much every property, whether it's subbed out or not. So you can go to your salt trucks, you can filter it by just salt trucks. So you're not looking at all these services and you can kind of see how the salt trucks are moving through their list. Because at the beginning of the storm, everything is going to be in a work pending on the right. Mm-hmm. And then as people are punching in, it's in progress. And then as they're done, then it's in the done status. So there's like 3 different levels. So it's very visible. Yeah, you can kind of watch as things are getting completed. And I think our salt trucks, they hit a lot of our property. So seeing how they're completing, you kind of have a good idea on how everything else is going. Plus we have 16, 17 area managers that are out in plow trucks driving through sites, and they're constantly communicating with our snow manager during an event like, hey, this crew didn't show up here. And then we can reroute resources that way too.
There's a million.
And that's live, right, Tyler? If you guys change a schedule on one of your crews, they can see that.
Yeah, it's instantaneous. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the nice thing for me is so much of this stuff I can do from my phone. Mm-hmm. If I can have my computer at home, if, you know, if it's a crazy storm, then normally I'm sleeping when the guys are out in the morning. But if something's crazy is going on and I can just hop on my computer quick or hop on my phone sometimes. And it's given me a lot more freedom where I don't have to be sitting at an office on the phone all night. So.
Well, I'm sure our listeners have a million questions going on, and that's why you're at Sima Symposium. So come on by the booth if you're there. But and I have lots of things running through my head too about storms and how all this works. But I want to talk about billing because this is a really big pain point. You know, I think in our industry we do a lot of work that never gets billed out. Honestly, we do a lot of free work. Mm-hmm. Doesn't get captured, doesn't get reported, doesn't get billed. And billing goes out late. And like Mike said, maybe it doesn't read well, it gets questioned. I remember having, you know, meetings in the summertime trying to get paid and going back and arguing about some storm that happened 3 months ago. That's painful, man.
Yeah.
So talk to me about.
Well, and, yeah. And with snow, obviously, like, cash flow is everything. So our goal is pretty much within 48 hours of an event, kind of depending on what's coming and what time of the week the event happens. But normally 48 hours, our managers, they're in charge of just their area. So if they have in-house guys, they're pretty much doing the review form because they're using BOSS and getting stuff completed. If it's a subcontractor that doesn't use BOSS, our area managers are in charge of collecting their time and manually moving those tickets to done status. And then once they're done with that, then I go in there and determine if it's like going to be a 1-3 storm, or we did 2 open ups and a 1-3, or then I'm creating actual tickets that will get put on an invoice for the customer. And I think that's the biggest thing from our old software is when these customers sign our contract, we start all of our contracts in BOSS. So they'll know what their 1-3 pricing is, their 3-6, their open ups, everything that's not included in the contract, whether they're monthly or not. So everything is started in BOSS. So there's no questions on, well, I thought it was only $100, you know, for a 1-3, not 130. So since everything starts in BOSS, it looks the same when they get the invoice. It shows them the increments, the dates that the storms happen. So that's really helped with getting payments quickly, is there's just not a lot of questions, and it just kind of keeps everything organized for us. And so after those 48 hours, when it comes to me, it takes me about 4 or 5 hours to bill out a full event.
If you have a sub,
we have 30. Yeah.
Go ahead.
We have 30 sites that are time and material. That takes, if we didn't have that, it would be a lot less for me to, less time for me to bill. But sure. The time and material, just making sure those hours look good. Yep. So
you mentioned subs that aren't using the system and having to, you know, do that manual entry, but still all the activities in BOSS, even if a sub isn't actively, I know it's a pain point for a lot of contractors trying to get their service providers to use their system, whatever their system is. It sounds like you're willing to work with some people who don't have the technology ability to actually use the, or just unwillingness to do it, right? You just work around them.
Yeah, we just work around them.
But still, it's in your system. So
I load, if it's a subcontractor that, because sometimes we'll be like, hey, who salts this site or who does the walks here? I have that preloaded during the storm. You just won't see it moving to that done status by the crew. But our guys will then go in and put times. But we name our subcontractors and they're almost like employees. And if there's ever a slip and fall report, then it shows like the company name that did the service. And I handle all the slip and fall claims as well. So BOSS has been a great tool to go back 3 years if I had to an event in a time and be able to hand in the data pretty quickly.
It's super important to have all the data in one place. In one.
Yeah, I'm not digging through with the files building. Upstairs.
Right. Again, without going into the 2-day demo, which we're not going to do, I want to hear what else you want to share about BOSS before we wrap up with you, Tyler. But Mike, you want to jump in there?
Oh, I was just going to ask Tyler, kind of what's the difference between those subcontractors that are using it and the ones that are not? Are they doing less work for you, or is it a thing they just didn't want to try to kind of use BOSS? Or I don't know if there's anything we could do to help make it easier to adopt, or maybe if there's some carrot we could, you know, or maybe even you guys could provide to encourage them to use BOSS, because it sounds like the ones that are using BOSS is super smooth, just as smooth as if they were working on your team, right? If they were full-time employees.
Yeah, so some of it, it's mostly the walk-throughs that we get. It's just, you know, they have access to 100 walk employees, but it's, you know, they're jumping around doing different sites every night. So it's just more, they're just not as consistent with employees. The ones that work really well for us are either the smaller companies that have just a couple main guys and they just do a couple sites for us. Those guys are really easy to work with, but it's mostly our walk subcontractor companies that have 100 guys, but every night those 100 are maybe a little bit different. And
Well, Tyler, before we wrap up with you, if someone was considering their software solutions and they really wanted to look at Boss, what else would you want them to know about Boss?
I just think it's ease of use. Whenever we've had a new employee start in the office and start playing with it, I think it's just really an intuitive software compared to other ones I've seen. And we've had it for 8 years and we're still scratching the surface with some of the stuff we use. So it's just fine. There's always something that is going to come up and then you'll be like, oh yeah, it has that. So those are always fun. And just the group of other people that use Boss, met a lot of great people that are Boss users and passionate about it. And just the networking with those people and bouncing ideas off each other. It's just a fun community. Outside of what the software can do, there's a really cool community of other Boss users.
Amen to that, Tyler. Really. That's been one of the coolest parts that we never even realized, that we've just gotten to know so many great people. Just connecting with them is just a lot of fun. And I don't know how much you want to share, Tyler, specifically, but about your size and number of team members or number of crews you guys run, but you guys have doubled in size since getting on Boss, and it's still working for you just great then. So that's awesome.
In 2016, I think we were $6 or $7 million company with around 100 employees, still had around 300 commercial properties. Maybe didn't use as much subs back then, but now we're $20-22 million company, still 100 employees, 300 commercial properties. We've just been able to, instead of just doing the mowing, because you got the mowing contract, now we're able to upsell them on so much more stuff like aeration overseeding and annuals and landscape upgrades. And we have since exited the residential market as of 2 years ago with all services. So that's also given us the ability to really cross-sell our existing customers on additional revenue items.
Yeah, it's great. Well, this is the Snow Fighters Institute podcast. And so I want to talk about quickly our three upcoming events. We have an operations management event, July 24th and 25th in Milwaukee. Forum for Sales, August 14th and 15th in the Detroit metro area. And then ops management again in September, the 11th and 12th in at Storks Plows in Leesport, Pennsylvania. And Mike, you were able to attend Inner Circle this year in April in the lovely town of Peoria.
Absolutely.
The longtime headquarter location of Caterpillar. We had a good time there. But what were your thoughts? That was your first Snow Fighters event.
It was my first Snow Fighters event. And I appreciate the inclusion of us, Phil, on that event. That was actually a really special event. Once again, it goes back to community. You got a great community of users, a lot of special companies there. But then you also put on a really cool tour of that smelting group. And I don't know how you got connected with that, but to see like iron ore getting melted and poured is amazing.
It was really cool.
And, yeah, just seeing how you get down to the basics of the nut and bolts of some of this snow equipment being built. It was amazing engineering to see there at Peoria.
Yeah.
So a great tour and a fantastic event. Lots of people sharing good information. It was perfect size event too. Mm-hmm. Would you have there? Do you have 35, 40
With sponsors and our staff. Yeah, we're in that range. That is a good size.
It's a really good size for people to learn and get some real good information that is real practical and take back and change their business.
Well, we appreciate your involvement, and I see you guys, you know, you can't go anywhere in the industry without seeing Boss being present, whether it's symposium or, you know, any of the other big industry events. And I think it just speaks to your commitment, Boss's commitment to, you know, be a part of the community and connect with people on a personal level and really get to know them and build that community. So, look, guys, I really appreciate this. This is, you know, like I said in the beginning, software is a huge part of our world these days. And for a lot of people, it's a real source of pain. It doesn't have to be. There are good solutions out there. And so I was really chomping at the bit to connect with you guys, and really glad you took time out. So thank you so much for taking time out and sharing your knowledge with us today.
Yeah, appreciate the invite, Phil.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Snow Fighters Institute podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, become a subscriber today so you won't miss any future episodes. Don't forget, please check out our upcoming events at snowfightersinstitute.com.